Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malkuto, Leolam, Va'ed. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh your Elohim, Yahweh is one. Blessed be his glorious name and his kingdom forever and ever and ever. Amen. Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. I'm Laura Densmore. I'm so glad you're joining with me today. I invite you into Jacob's tent where we dive into the Word of God, the Torah. The fall is coming upon us. We've just come through Hurricane Michael. May we remember the good people of Florida, North and South Carolina, and Georgia as they recover from the devastation of that hurricane. Come in out of the cold, the wind, the rain, and the storms of weather and the storms of life. Grab a cup of coffee and let's continue our journey through the entire Bible in 1 year. Just a quick note of explanation before we begin the reading for today. We have many voices, interpretations, and points of view out there, but there is nothing like listening to the crystal clean, pure Word of God in your life. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Feed your spirit with the Word of God with a beautifully balanced diet. This only takes 20 to 25 minutes each day. Why follow the Torah reading cycle? You will be on the same page with tens of thousands of other Messianic and Hebrew roots believers who are following the same reading schedule. This is one of the ways we establish our identity as a people. We are following Yeshua's biblical calendar for the Sabbath and feasts, and we are following the Torah reading cycle. The Torah is the foundation for understanding and applying the New Testament in our lives. Yeshua is the one who gave us the Torah at Mount Sinai, and he followed it. Each day we begin with the Shema. We conclude with the Aaronic blessing. And here is what is served up fresh daily. In 1 week, you will have listened to all of the Torah and Haftorah portions for that week. In 1 year, you will have listened to all of the Torah and Haftorah portions for the year. In 1 year, you will have listened to all of the entire Bible. And in 1 year, you will have listened to all of the Psalms and Proverbs. Now let's continue our journey through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week, we will be reading from the King James Version. Today, we finish up this week's Torah portion, which is called Lech Lecha, and it means, get yourself. Genesis 17, verse 7 through 27. "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto you and to your seed after you. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, You shall keep my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed and after you. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of your seed. He that is born in your house and he that is bought with your money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give her a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto Yahweh, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And Yahweh said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto you at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Yahweh went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as Yahweh had said unto him. And Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Today on the Sabbath we read the Haftorah portion, and that is Isaiah chapter 40 starting in verse 27 through 41 verse 16. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, My way is hidden from Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Keep silence before me, O islands. Let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who has wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, the first, and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, Be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smooths with the hammer him that smote the anvil, saying, It is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, You are my servant, I have chosen you, and not cast you away. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yea, I will help you, yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with you. They that war against you shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, Yahweh your Elohim, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help you, says Yahweh, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. You shall fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and you shall rejoice in Yahweh, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. The New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 through 25. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before Yahweh. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives, and these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Messiah Yeshua, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give no occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside after Hasatan. If any man or woman that believes have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I charge you before Elohim and Yeshua our Messiah and the elect angels that you observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. Psalm 89, verse 14 through 37. Justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne. Mercy and truth shall go before your face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your countenance. In your name shall they rejoice all the day, and in righteousness shall they be exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn shall be exalted. For Yahweh is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then you spoke in vision to your Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my Torah and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. Proverbs 25, verse 25 to 27. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, for men to search their own glory is not glory. I want to say a few words about the chapter Genesis 17, the amazing covenant that Yahweh is making with Abraham, and now the covenant is going to be remembered through the circumcision of the flesh. First, let's begin with verse 7 and 8 from Genesis 17, this covenant that Yahweh makes, where it says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your seed after you. And what is he promising to do or give? Verse 8, And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be your God. So who is Abraham's seed? That would be you and I, my friend. I'm going to cross-reference this with Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, where it is written, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. So this promise is to Abraham and to his seed. By faith we are grafted in. By faith we are the seed and the descendants of Abram. It matters not whether we have a single drop of Hebrew blood, Jewish blood, Issachar blood, Zebulun blood, Naphtali blood, Ephraim blood. It's by faith that we're grafted in. The other thing I want to bring in here in this is the concept of circumcision. So back then, historically, Yahweh instructed him to be circumcised in his flesh. In the book of Acts, chapter 15, this became a big controversy centuries later, because the new believers that were coming into faith in the Messiah Yeshua were running into the Pharisees of the day, who were insisting that they get circumcised. And this became a big controversy, so Paul went back to Jerusalem to consult with the elders and the apostles to get a ruling from the council of Jerusalem whether or not they needed to be circumcised. Now, the word circumcision is a code word in the Bible. And so when in Acts 15, these Pharisees were wanting people to be circumcised, actually, that's code for we want them to convert to Judaism. So for them to be received into the family of God, they need to go through a conversion process and go to the rabbi and go through these steps. And the very last step in the process of converting to Judaism is to be circumcised in your flesh if you're a male. Now that practice is still true today. If someone decides they want to convert to Judaism, there's several steps in the process, and you have to be associated to a rabbi, and you have to go through some classes and renounce Yeshua and take on certain beliefs. And the very last step is you get circumcised. So the word circumcision really is code for we want you to convert to Judaism, and then you can be part of the family of God. This is why Paul was railing against that, to say, no, this is not about converting to Judaism. This is about being born again, having faith in the Messiah, and that the weightier matter in this situation is that they have been circumcised in the heart. There are several scriptures about being circumcised in the heart that I want to share with you. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And Yahweh your Elohim will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. And finally, in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 4, circumcise yourselves to Yahweh and take away the foreskins of your heart, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like a fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. So, I guess the principle I want to leave with you is that it's most important, the weightier matter here is that we be circumcised in our heart, that the foreskin of our heart has been cut and removed, that we no longer have a heart of stone, but instead now we have a heart of flesh, and that the Torah is being written upon our heart. I'll leave you with one last scripture on this thought from Ezekiel 36, starting in verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Now, what's the purpose of that? Why is he going to do that? Verse 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So the purpose of having a new heart is so that the Torah gets written upon our heart and the Holy Spirit guides us into following, doing, and keeping the Torah. Now, when I say Torah, I mean the whole Bible, all of it, Genesis to Revelation. In other contexts or settings, others may say Torah, and what they mean is the first five books of the Old Testament. And that's one way of defining it. But in this context, when I say Torah, I mean the whole Bible, all of it. Okay, that's what I have for today. Have a blessed Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom, and we begin a new Torah portion tomorrow. And now I close with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verse 23 to 26. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Amen.